Relatives of some of the people killed in 1989's Tiananmen protests are calling on China's new leadership to rethink the government's harsh judgment on the pro-democracy movement. But China's government says on the same day it sentences four internet activists to prison, it's not changing. Hundreds of people died in Beijing in June 1989 when Chinese troops forcefully cleared away protesters who'd been occupying Tiananmen Square for weeks. Top-ranking Communist Party officials later labeled the protest a counter-revolutionary rebellion to justify the stern measures used to end it. But now, 20 relatives of people who died or disappeared in the turmoil are urging China's new president Hu Jintao and other leaders to name an independent committee to investigate the incident. In a letter to the government, they say this would be a step toward building a fair and just society. They urge that the results be made public. Many Tiananmen victims were students who were never seen again, and their parents have no idea what happened to them. But China's foreign ministry spokeswoman Zhang Qiyue says there is no need to reassess the Tiananmen Square incident. China's political leaders and the Communist Party have made a conclusion, and she says that conclusion will remain unchanged. In Ms. Zhang's view, China's leadership stopped the protest to preserve stability, and China's achievements over the past 14 years, including roaring economic growth, would not have been possible without stability. She spoke as China's courts took another action designed to preserve stability, handing down lengthy prison sentences to four activists who used the internet to spread their views. The quartet was convicted of posting essays critical of the government and hosting discussions that explored democracy and social reform. Their sentences range from 8 to 10 years. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.